Hi, my name is Ruth Buses. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a theologian. I'm just a woman who 10 years ago, God called me to start teaching about sex in the church. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. In 2011, I took a Bible study on Song of Songs, and we were studying it as an allegory of God's love for us. And in the middle of that, somehow it clicked. This knowledge of who God was shifted from just being head knowledge to heart knowledge. And I started this amazing, passionate love affair with Jesus. About the same time, I realized I was craving more intimacy with my husband. My husband and I have, we've been really fortunate to have a good marriage with not a lot of struggles. We're both a couple of rational engineers and honestly get along well together. But we didn't talk about hard stuff, and we didn't talk about sex. To be honest with you, sex was good, but it had gotten to the place where we just had sex those couple of days during the month when my hormones made me horny. And so I had become the gatekeeper that kind of relied on physical urges for when we ought to have sex. On this journey, I wanted to discover what God wanted for sex, because I knew that part of the answer to creating more intimacy in marriage was discovering the truth about sex. And what I found out along the way changed my world. It changed my marriage. And I want to tell you that my marriage is completely different than what it was 10 years ago. And so after a year of my own transformation, God called me to share what I had learned with other women. And I was terrified. Who was I to speak about sex, especially in the church? And I was terrified of public speaking. So I remember one of the first things I did was I marched into my pastor's office and I told him, we've got to start talking about sex in the church. All we ever hear is don't do it. And there's so much good in it. And there's so much power. And the church needs to start talking about sex. And so he patiently listened to me for a couple of different sessions when we met, until I finally figured out God wasn't calling him to talk about sex. God was calling me to talk about sex. So I outlined this 6-week women's curriculum called Awake and Love that kind of took the women on the same journey that I went on. I wanted the women to understand God's design for sex. I wanted them to spend time unraveling the lies that they believed about sex, spend time healing from the baggage. I wanted to share with them tips about how to start talking about sex and communicate, how to use your 5 senses to be more fully present. But I also wanted to teach them about the physical aspects of sex and how their bodies worked and how amazing they were, and just help them not just understand sex, but create this passionate, mutually enjoyable sex life for them and their husbands. And so I finally got up my courage in spring of 2012, and I invited my closest friends to join me out on my porch for 6 weeks, and I think they came as a favor to me, because they knew I was really, this was out of my comfort zone, and I was sticking my neck out to invite them to this class on sex, and so they came. And by week 3, 4, they were lingering at the door so they could quietly tell me, you know, I had a good marriage before, but I can't believe how my marriage has changed. And so since that time, it's spread by word of mouth. Friend telling friend, friend telling friend. And I've taught personally over 900 women and have taken them on this six-week journey of discovering what God wants for their sex life. Along the way, about halfway through, I was thinking to myself, well, so how do husbands understand about sex? Where do they get their information? Because they probably need even less than wives do. And so they're much less likely to pick up a book. And so I decided that my husband and I ought to start teaching men's classes. And so I developed a curriculum that parallels the women's class. And the men came, and it was amazing, amazing conversations with them. They were open, they were honest, they wanted to learn. And so it's been this amazing journey of watching God work, having this front row seat to watch God heal lives in the area of sexuality and transform lives. And so I'm not an expert, I'm not schooled in this, but I believe that God has given me a unique position to share what I've discovered through the lives and the stories of hundreds of men and women. I believe that as a church and as individuals, we have largely been silent when it comes to sex. Very few of us are comfortable not talking about sex. I mean, you think about it, how many pastors have had the courage to dive into a study on Song of Songs and interpret it as a manual for how to intimately connect in marriage? And honestly, silence communicates something powerful about sex, right? Silence means we can't talk about it, or is there something wrong with it? And it connects shame to this beautiful gift that God gave us. And so we can no longer afford to be silent in the area of the sexuality in the church. The world is screaming lies about sex. Whether it's TV shows showing how exciting and amazing it is to have sex outside of marriage and how boring it is to have sex within marriage, or it's the hookup culture in colleges and with the young adults saying, you know, it's just about pleasure, there's no intimate connection there. It's just, if your body wants the enjoyment of pleasure, do it. Or it's the way porn is distorted sex. Or even like the whole LGBTQ issue. Sex is becoming a defining and dividing issue in the church. And I would ask you, do you know what you believe about sex and God? Did God really create sex? Is the Bible still relevant in handling sexual issues today? Can God handle our questions about sex? Do we believe that marital sex is worth fighting for and that it should be a vital part of marriage, not just the icing on the top of a cake? That it is a powerful gift that can help marriages survive? And do we have the courage and the authenticity and faith to open up the conversation that even when we don't have the answers, that God will provide the answers to people? Talking about sex is not about giving simple black and white answers or vague answers. It is about helping people involve God in their conversations about sex. It's about creating safe places and community where they can be honest. It's about pointing them in the right direction. So I'd like to share what I've learned in hopes of inspiring you to take up the battle. And so I'm going to share some things that we need to understand before we dive into conversations. I'm going to share some guidelines to help you even think about how we talk about sex in ways that are helpful. And so we're gonna dive into this topic.